I want you to know how much I want it. I want you to know how bad, when I think about you, when you send me a text, a snap, a message, a fucking email, I get so hard. I can't help it. You, your body, it's magic. And all you have to do is look at me, and I'm full of this anxious, yearning need. I see your lips, and I want to kiss them. I want to fucking drink from them. I want to lean over you, my lips pressed so hard against yours that you can't help but moan into my mouth, because you can feel the full force of my want. How crazy you make me. How desperate. I want to touch you, to feel you, every last inch of you. I want to see your eyes roll back when you feel my cock, hard as fucking steel, pressed up against your body. To see your fingers become claws that grip my arms tight when I suck on your neck. Would you like that? Would you like to feel my teeth on your earlobe? My hot breath in your ear, whispering to you exactly what I want as my arms envelop you and pull you in close to me? Will you sink down to your knees for me, slowly, the way that I like? Will you keep your eyes on mine as you suck me into your mouth, deeper and deeper? God, will you make me feel good? Please, please make me feel good. I need it. Your mouth, your hot, slutty little mouth, that same mouth that laughs with friends and whispers in the libraries and speaks authoritatively at work. What would people think if they knew just how talented that same mouth is at sucking cock? What would they think of the half smile on your face every time I groan at the feel of your tight throat? Fuck. They have no idea how proud you are of your cock-sucking skills, do they? They don't see this version of you. They don't see the way you touch yourself gently when I hold the sides of your head and slow that beautiful sucking to a stop. They don't hear that satisfied little grunt that comes out of you when I thrust my hips, driving my cock into your mouth. And they definitely don't know the whole time you're out there living your regular, everyday life with those other regular, everyday people. In your mind, you're right here, on your knees, taking this big fucking cock in your throat. But I do. I know this side of you so intimately, don't I? I know that if I look into your beautiful eyes staring up at me, that wanton, perfect expression on your face, I am going to come. God, I am going to come right down your amazing tight throat. That's all it would take. One look, and I would be completely undone. But this isn't how I want to come today, baby. We'll save this fun for another day. Today, I want more. I want to be inside you. And fuck, I know you want the same thing. It's been on your mind all day, hasn't it? You're sitting at your job, bored, stressed, counting the minutes until you can leave, and the only thing keeping you going is the knowledge that when you get home, I am going to bend you right over this fucking couch. Did you bite your lip thinking about it? Did you close your eyes for a moment, just a moment, and imagine my hard, earnest need pressing right up against your perfect ass? Do you have a secret thrill knowing that I am already hard for you? That all I had to do was think about you, and I became like this? There's not going to be any candles, baby. No top R&B hits on the radio. I don't have time to be romantic. I need you. I need you right fucking now. So you're going to feel my hand on the back of your head, pulling you in for a rough kiss. You're going to hear my voice in your ear telling you that I am going to take you, to use you, to get everything I need from you and more. And baby, you're going to feel me push you down, to bend you over, pull your pants down, and see everything that you're offering me. I want to know how excited you are when you hear me spit in my own hand for lubrication. That chill that goes up your spine when you realize just how unplanned this all is. That I am so desperate for you in this moment, that I couldn't even wait to grab that little bottle on our nightstand. I want to hear your breathing quicken when I push inside you. I want to see the nervous way you try and back yourself into me, wordlessly demanding more, grunting and groaning at the way I tease you with my slow, deliberate movements. I want to see the way you grip that couch cushion as you stretch around my girth. The determined look on your face that tells me you are going to take this cock. Every fucking inch of this cock. I want to see that determination give way to absolute pride when you feel me finally sink all the way into the hilt. That's what you wanted, isn't it, baby? That's what you've been waiting for all day. To feel that exact moment when I fill you up. I understand that want. Because it's what I want too. In fact, it's all I can think about today. Being inside you. Deep inside you. Feeling you all around me. Squeezing me. Holding me. Taking me completely. Hearing that little whine as I slowly pull back. Because now you're empty. And you just can't stand it. You want to be full again. But I don't want to hurt you, baby. So you have to endure me going slow. I need to let you adjust. To stretch to accommodate me. Because when I am inside you, I'm home. I'm safe, and I want to take care of you, because that feeling is precious to me. But don't think I'm being inattentive. I know you didn't sign on for gentle lovemaking. This isn't a dime store paperback romance featuring my turgid manhood. This isn't what you were fantasizing about while you were on the phone all day at work. No. You came to me because you want to get fucked. And that's why your cries will turn ecstatic when you feel my cock back out almost as far as it can go. Only to feel me drive back into you with the force of a linebacker. You want to get fucked, baby? I can do that. Long, smooth strokes. Hard enough that each slap of my hips against your own makes your ass shake with the force of it. And I do so love the sight of your ass, the way your hips subtly shift, trying to get more, to take more, to bring yourself even closer to completion. I want to hear the affirmative from your lips when my hand pushes on your back. While lifting your ass up to meet my thrusts. That muffled groan as your face presses into the couch and you simply hold on for dear life. As the entire couch slowly shifts and moves on the floor. Incapable of holding still against the onslaught I am bringing. And you're going to come while I'm inside you, aren't you? That's what you'll be driving towards from the moment you walk through my door. Don't be self-conscious. I want your hands to explore your body while I work. I want you to touch yourself, to give yourself that extra nudge. Don't be quiet about it. Bury your face in the pillow because it feels so good you can't face the world. But if you need to cry out, to scream, to bellow with the pleasure you're feeling, I want to hear it. I want the neighbors to hear it. I want the whole world to know that you are being taken care of. And when I'm close, baby, when I'm really there, and I can't hold back anymore, I want to come inside you. I want you to feel every bit of that final swell. The head of my cock, angry and desperate. And I want you to feel every pulse, every throb, every precious beat of my cock as I explode inside you. And I know you want that too. You want to feel my weight on you. My breath, a shuddering moan as I release. You want to feel me clinging to you, holding on because you know that if I let go of you, I'll lose myself. You want to keep me there. I know. You want to milk every last drop from me, squeezing me, drawing me in, holding me inside you until I have nothing left. And even after I've pulled away, you want to keep that feeling of me inside you. To go out in the world and interact with family, friends, loved ones, knowing that my cum is right there the whole time. Your dirty secret that they'll never know. But we'll know, won't we? And I think that's enough.